Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Fridays are when we talk business. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson hasn't said anything about running for a third term, but members of a local business group announced they're already endorsing him. Do they know something we don't?
I don't know. This is sort of an interesting mashup of business and politics that also has a connection to the city's debate over a minimum wage. The group we're talking about is called Region Builders, and it's a fairly new trade organization formed to lobby for the local construction industry. The CEO of Region Builders is Josh Wood, who's a strong supporter of the mayor. So it's certainly suggestive. You know, would this group endorse the mayor without his tacit approval, or is it just trying to encourage him to run again? It's hard to tell.
You brought up the minimum wage. What does that have to do with this?
The conventional wisdom at the moment seems to be that the measure, which has the mayor's support, won't fly with the council in its current form. This is very complicated. But basically, Josh Wood has proposed tweaking the minimum wage proposal in a way that could help local restaurants. And what's interesting about that is that his group is now planning to expand to represent not just builders, but all kinds of industries, including restaurants. So, you know, we could be watching the birth of an important new political force here in Sacramento.
A couple of guys from Sacramento have created a website that works kind of like a dating site for lenders. It matches banks with businesses that need a loan. I'm surprised something like that didn't already exist.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But apparently this is a new idea. It's called Magilla, and it's pretty ingenious. Businesses can enter basic financial details and anonymously solicit potential loans. And then banks can make potential loan offers if they're interested. If there's a match, then the two can work on making the transaction formal. The app is just getting off the ground, but from what we're hearing from local banks, it could have real potential.
It's been a while since we talked about that restaurant space in downtown Roseville where two different Sammy Hagar-themed restaurants have failed. Now the Business Journal reports there's a new tenant. Is this another rock star?
Not a rock star this time. It's a popular local restaurant called Ninja Sushi and Teriyaki. It's moving from elsewhere in Roseville. I don't know, third time may be the charm. A lot of people thought Sammy's Bar and Grill wasn't the right place for that location, and in part because of the management issues in both incarnations, but also, perhaps more importantly, chain restaurants really often don't do well in this area. So Ninja Sushi is a more authentic business with a local following and a local identity. So if any restaurant can make it there, this should be it.
I heard that Granite Bay Mansion, once owned by Eddie Murphy, is back on the market for at least the third time. It seems like nobody really wants to own that house.
I think they want it, but they may just not have the $12 million necessary to pay for it. By all accounts, this is really over-the-top house. 12,600 square foot main house, a guest house, tennis courts, four wet bars, you know, the works. Eddie Murphy sold it in 2007 for $6 million to an investor who never lived there. He maintained the place and had some charity events, but never lived in the place. The owner put it up for sale early last year at $12 million and took it off the market after a few months, and now it's back.
That's Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.